Welcome to Physicians Helping Attorneys Helping People. When people are injured due to negligence or while on the job, they need all the help they can get. Doctors Armin Feldman and Mike Bummer help ensure they get it. Join them as they discuss the newest medical subspecialty of medical legal consulting. Learn how attorneys can gain a competitive advantage in PI, workers' comp, and medical malpractice cases. Armin and Mike can help you better understand the medical issues in your cases, leading to larger settlement amounts and the best possible medical care for clients. They can help save you time and increase case value, all without breaking the bank. Let's get started.
Welcome to the episode. I'm Dr. Armin Feldman, and as always, I'm here with my friend, colleague, and partner in Physicians Legal Consultants, Dr. Mike Bummer. Hi, Mike. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Armin?
Great.
Good.
Having a great day.
Good. Everyone listening, welcome to the show. You can, again, find us on YouTube. Go and search Physicians Helping Attorneys. And if you're listening on our audio podcast, we thank you. People are listening on Apple podcast app or whatever the Apple store uses, and also on Google Play. And we love to hear from people. So I like to start these shows by saying, send us an email, comments@physicianshelpingattorneys.com. If you have a case, if you want to learn more about some of the topics we talk about, frankly, if you have some criticisms, anything that you'd want to tell us, and or if you're interested, if you're a physician and interested in learning more about this world of forensic medicine and medical legal consulting, you can email us at the same spot.
Great, Mike.
Yeah, so you might notice, Armin, I'm wearing my my blue spring button-down shirt here. We've had some really nice weather in Pittsburgh. We were out walking yesterday. It was in the high 70s. And so today I'm feeling extra springy. What about you?
That's funny that you should say that because, as you know, Holly and I walk the dogs every day. We've got a Tibetan Terrier, 20 pounds, and a Rhodesian Ridgeback, who's 90 pounds. And we're lucky because in our neighborhood, we have a number of green belts. So we walk through the green belt, then we hit the neighborhood, walk through the neighborhood a little bit, hit the next green belt. And yesterday was a spectacular day in Denver. As you know, it's sunny about 300 days a year here. It was a beautiful day. It was in the high 60s. So we were walking through the neighborhood and this guy walks out of his house, and I don't think I could ever find somebody that looked happier than this guy. And we just, he said hello, and we said, isn't it a beautiful day? And he said, it is. And then he said, you know, people go to Palm Springs for the winter. They got nothing on us because it was so beautiful yesterday. So it was kind of funny. He was just so enthused about our weather in Colorado, and it put us both in a great mood.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I kind of the total opposite. My thing I wanted to share with you today, as kind of a celebration, I'm excited to let you know later this summer, I booked flights for my wife and daughter and I to go to Ireland and Iceland.
Wow.
And great. So we're going to take a voyage, and it's actually not that far from Pittsburgh. There's direct flights to Reykjavik, Iceland, which is a common layover to get to Ireland anyways. And so their Iceland Air lets you, at no additional cost, do a temporary layover, like multi-day layover in Reykjavik. So it's easy to pair them up. And I kind of thought of that too when you mentioned the sunniness, because Ireland is classically so cloudy and rainy, but summer's a good time to be there. And my wife and I went a decade ago and had a blast, but we've since really wanted to take our daughter.
Oh, that's just great. Okay. We don't want to stay too long,
okay.
but in the spooky department, Holly and I just decided that this summer we're taking a trip to Ireland.
No way. Okay. Well, yes. we'll spare our listeners from all of the questions that I now have running through my head, and we'll catch up after the show.
Okay.
So today's episode, guys, is a fun one. Armin and I decided that we have a certain type of attorney listener, or I'm sorry, a certain type of attorney client that really leverages our knowledge and our consulting work. And there are certain personality types and certain attributes for what that attorney really looks like. And we thought it would be kind of fun to share our perception of that and what these attorneys are really getting out of our relationship.
Yeah, great, Mike. And as you know, we've talked about this, but we probably work with a subset of all of the personal injury and workers' comp attorneys. And of course, we know that our services can be used by all attorneys to their advantage. However, we're much more likely to be involved with attorneys that have certain characteristics. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about today. So I think that what happens is the subset of attorneys, they're the ones that are certainly willing to take a flyer, right? They'll try us out on one case, and a large number of those begin to use us routinely.
That's exactly right. That's always the easiest way for us to break in a new relationship is with that first case. And, you know, I feel like I should share a kind of de-identified description of a couple of my best or most, you know, fruitful attorney clients. And the one that jumps out at me is the either small firm or even solo busy personal injury or medical negligence attorney. And they often have a busy paralegal, receptionist. They may or may not have a nurse, or actually use nurse consultants that are readily available in the market right now. And this attorney tends to see in using our services how valuable certain cases that come in, how valuable they could be with the extra added oomph or touch of a physician legal consultant.
And yeah, I've got some of those attorneys as well, Mike. In fact, for years I've worked with an attorney who is a single attorney firm, but has six paralegals that work in the firm.
Wow.
And it kind of surprises me how many, and they're busy, 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 and how many cases come my way through that firm.
With the on the personal injury side, using that attorney example, keeping that in mind, when a car crash comes in, the injuries are often very similar. You know, there may be a rotator cuff injury, there may be a mild traumatic brain injury, and these clients, and there's multiple, but you know, I have a few in mind that we've worked with. They identify right away that the treating doctors are helpful, but that the medical record is somewhat incomplete from a litigation assistance perspective. It's not really a strong enough, you know, connection of the dots to allow them to maximize their case value. So what they've what they've identified quickly after the first case is that by having us combine all the medical records, pull in all 5-10 treating doctors, chiropractors, psychiatric evaluations, neuropsych treatments, whatever it might be, they are then, instead of getting a settlement at $65,000, they may hit policy limits at $100,000.
Right. Happens all the time, right?
And for our listeners, refer back to our episode, I think 2 or 3 episodes ago, where we shared specific emails and examples of that feedback. And it's those attorneys who know that they want to eke out every bit that they can from a case, and not only monetary. This sounds like, you know, like we're talking a lot about money right off the bat, but it is money, but it's money because they know that that money is incredibly important to their client. This is a one-time opportunity that a serious injury occurred, and that they may be juggling 10 new cases a month. But guess how many cases that client is juggling? And our attorneys know that's one. They have
that's
one.
Right.
That person going through their injury claim process and battle, they're worried about one case. And the attorneys who use us, they know, and they want every bit of help that they can get in. It, we make it easy because it's also affordable and quick. And, you know, we're, I think we're kind of likable and easy to work with too. So,
yeah, you know, that's funny, Mike, because that falls into one of the kinds of attorneys I was going to talk about. So what I, when we talked about doing this, what I did is I took a step back and I couldn't help but put my psychoanalysis hat on. And instead of thinking about the individual attorneys first, I thought about two groups of attorneys that are typical of the ones that you work with us on a routine basis. So that first group is our attorneys that are particularly client-oriented, which goes into what you just said a moment ago, right? And their, in, it seems to me that their first thought is always, how are they going to improve this injured person's life and get the very best settlement? And I can think of a couple of attorneys that have struck me as being super examples of, I have a lot of them that are, I think fall into that category, but are kind of super examples. And they tend to be really caring people. I mean, they're great attorneys and they do a great job on the legal side, but they have this extra gear in terms of their thoughts about their responsibilities, working with people, and really doing right.
Their duty, right? A professional
duty. Their
duty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I know there's one attorney, he's actually up north of Denver, and he's one of these attorneys that has me go observe almost every IME of every one of his clients. And a lot of times he doesn't even want a report, right? He just wants me there as kind of a silent policeman. So his client is much more likely to not, and he is an attorney, to stumble over that, over the injuries in that particular case.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
One of the other attorney types that I'd like to share is the larger firm. I mentioned the smaller solo or you know, maybe team, tag team firms that we work with. But we have a few larger firms, and you probably know who I'm talking about. And they have 8 to 12 associate attorneys, you know, 4 named partners, 5 to 10 associates, 1 or 2 nurses, a slew of very high functioning paralegals, and they're extremely busy. Their major referral intake for the whole region where they practice. And these firms, these attorneys that send us their injury cases or negligence reviews for merit, they understand that our time, because of its affordability and efficiency, is so much better spent than having their associates work up the medical aspects of the cases and connecting the dots. Because their volume alone, they can withstand maybe there are a few cases that they think in the moment they're not sure if we added $10,000 or $20,000. They're not sure if it added anything. But the other 7, you know, they're quite confident that the value was significant. And they know that over time, that return on investment is a no-brainer. And they involve us from the start. They ask us really good questions. These attorneys, as you know, Armin, aren't shy to pick up the phone and just give us a call with no expected invoice or bill. I mean, this is the best part about a collaborative medical legal consultative relationship. A quick email. Hey, doc, what do you think about this? Oh, no, I wouldn't even bother getting the records on that. Or, you know, or, interesting. Make sure that you focus on this period of time.
Right.
And those things are, I think, priceless to these higher volume firms as well. And we take care of them. And it's so rewarding.
Yeah. So actually, Mike, that just surfs right into my other large category of attorneys. And now I think all of the attorneys we work with, I think just like physicians, they're highly, highly competitive people, right? But there is a certain group, and these are the ones that tend to gravitate towards us, right? That they're always looking for a competitive advantage, a new competitive advantage, something that they can use that maybe other attorneys aren't using, like our services, right? And a lot of those attorneys, they use me just because they know that they can get a competitive advantage that other firms and other attorneys just don't have. I mean, they don't have attorneys writing the opposing counsel. They don't have attorneys, physicians writing comprehensive medical summary reports, which is one of our specialties. And these attorneys know that's a competitive advantage for them, right? And I think that also ties into this group is also some of the big advertisers, right? Some of the people that you see on TV all the time or on the bus benches, and they're particularly keen on a competitive advantage. And one thing that gave me some insight into this is one of the biggest firms here in Colorado, and probably one of the biggest advertisers too, he told me he goes to a meeting once a year. And there are maybe 30, 40 attorneys there. And these are attorneys that do a lot of advertising. They're all over the country, of course, so they're not actually competing with one another. And they bring in experts, and they're always trying to help each other out with regard to what they can do, not only for their clients, but also for the marketing of their firm. And in fact, one year, he invited me to go to one of these meetings with him. Unfortunately, Holly and I already had plans. I mean, I was so disappointed that I didn't get to go. But I think that's one of the other groups, or these attorneys that are just looking for some competitive advantage that other attorneys aren't using.
It's probably likely that a lot of those attorneys who are still listening here at episode 40, whatever it is,
45,
are some of those attorneys, because we know that the reason we do this, Armin, it's no secret, is the continuous learning that we strive for. And those attorneys who are looking for that competitive edge, they're probably listening, and I hope you're nodding your head and saying, yeah, this is why I'm here. I want to learn more about how to leverage different medical aspects of my cases and do something that's new, something that's innovative to add an edge. And right, edge is everything. And
yes, yeah.
You know, so along those same ways, I just wanted to share, just for pure comparison, I think it's worth pointing out that there are attorney types that maybe aren't typically seeking us out and aren't a good fit. And we just had a phone call with a attorney on a case we delivered recently, and it came up about he actually went into detail how he was so relieved the opinion that we gave him was actually not beneficial for his monetary return in the case. But he said, thank you so much for giving me the truthful answer to this. And the answer was, this part of the case is not involved at all, and I would let this one go. And right, he said, thank you so much. And this is a quote, you know, you would think I would be, that I didn't want to hear that, but hearing that helps tremendously, and the client is going to get a lot from knowing that from you. So thank you.
Yeah. You know, and that goes to a type that I really hadn't kind of put in my mind, but another group of attorneys, or maybe they fall into these groups, These are attorneys that they want and value our straight up medical opinions, and they don't want to be carrying loser cases with their time and with their money. We know when they're thinking about a particular medical theory and it's just not going to fly. Well, opposing counsel is going to find doctors to put that down. So we want to tell them that in advance so they don't go down that rabbit hole, right? And it's one of the pleasures of doing this kind of work, working on this side of the fence, is that the attorneys thank us just as much when we tell them, look, you probably shouldn't pursue this, as when we're able to help them with policy limits, right?
You know, for anyone who might be listening to this or think that we're falling under a hired gun physician world, it's the complete opposite. We are absolutely straight and direct with our attorneys. And we certainly maximize case value and accentuate and help any elements of the case that we can. But the truth is the truth, and we're very committed to that. And our attorneys, because we get the feedback as well, that they are so appreciative of that end of it.
Yeah. Because that's also a time gain and a financial gain for these attorneys that we work with, if they're not going down some rabbit hole that's going to get shot down at some point.
Did you have anything else on the personality type or type of attorney who seems to work with us most? Anything else?
No, not really. I think we covered that.
All right. Well, I was going to jump in. I know we didn't really talk about this, but it occurred to me right before we hopped on to record, what are the types of physicians, what are the types of doctors, physicians, that are best suited or that you've found have been most apt to seek out this type of medical legal consulting and be successful with it since you've been through, you probably have a ton of stories, but can you summarize any of that for us?
Yeah, I think I can. So I think it's a good question. And as our listenership and viewership probably know, I've trained over 1,600 physicians over the past 15 years, and they do have some characteristics in common. Now, one thing that they share with the attorneys that we just talked about is because we're addressing any and every medical issue in the case, the physicians that enjoy lifelong learning and have a high degree of intellectual curiosity, just like the attorneys we're talking about, do very, very well at this. So I think that's really a critical thing. Also, you know, I've trained physicians in just about every specialty. Specialty really doesn't matter in terms of success rate. But something that does is a real love of medicine. The physicians that there are physicians, they do a great job, but they just want to stay in their lane. You know, hey, I just want to do ENT surgery. That's it. I don't really care much about anything else. And they're great at it. But physicians who have enjoyed medicine, they actually enjoyed medical school, they get a kick out of learning new things. They like to stay up to date on a whole variety of medical topics that we do because of all the research that we do. This is another trait of physicians that do really well in the training and subsequently in their own medical legal consulting business and practice.
I'd like to add a social component too. I think it really helps whenever the physician is a kind of a networker, someone who enjoys new relationships and relationship building, maybe is the best way to put it.
I think that's a great thing. You know, when somebody like us is presenting something new to somebody else, nobody wants to buy that or take that in from someone they don't like, right? I mean, if you go to a furniture store and you're looking for a couch and the salesperson just gives you the creeps, you are not going to buy a couch at that from that person or at that store. Well, of course, that applies to us as well. So you're right. Physicians that feel comfortable and enjoy social situations and are interested in meeting new people and interacting with different people, they also do quite well.
Awesome. Well, if you're listening and you want any more information about our ability to help on cases and contribute and serve as an attorney client, or if you're a physician and want to talk to Armin about his coaching program or his training courses that he offers, you can just email us at comments@physicianshelpingattorneys.com. And before I turn it over to Armin for our wrap-up, I also will remind you, you can find us on LinkedIn, send us a connection request, Armin Feldman, MD, Mike Bummer, MD. If you're on YouTube, go ahead, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. Hit the notification bell so you get alerted when new episodes. And if you're listening on the audio version of this podcast, go ahead and follow us. And we love feedback. Emails from our listeners are some of the most fun that Armin and I have throughout the week.
Absolutely. And if you're an attorney listener, send us a case. Give us a call. Send us an email. Let's talk about that first case. So, and you can do that by sending us an email at comments@physicianshelpingattorneys.com. So we appreciate your listenership, and we look forward to having you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to Physicians Helping Attorneys Helping People. For more information about the show and to listen to all the podcast episodes, go to physicianshelpingattorneys.com. You can also email Armin and Mike at comments@physicianshelpingattorneys.com.